Hello, and welcome to another episode of Archived Audio Reviews. This is a trilogy episode of sorts, theory reviews for the price of one. They are Mistborn, The Well of Ascension, Mistborn, The Hero of Ages, and finally, Mistborn, Shadows of Self. Mistborn, The Well of Ascension, Parts 1 through 3. Another fine job from the people over at Graphic Audio. Last year, all three parts of Mistborn, The Final Empire, Book 1 in the Mistborn trilogy, were reviewed in three separate reviews. This time, you're getting the whole story all at once. First off, loved the political intrigue. Sanderson has a way of making the game of politics fun just in his descriptions. They aren't complex by any stretch of the imagination, but they are easy to understand. Full disclosure, I read a little over half this book on my Kindle. I never got around to finishing the ebook, but needless to say, I did complete all three parts and loved every minute of it. Even picked up on little details I miss when reading. This made long bus and car rides manageable and fun. The ending is where this story truly shines. Sanderson said it before that each book of the Mistborn trilogy took a fantasy trope and turned it on its head. The Well of Ascension is no different. The way he turns a particular trope is both awesome and kind of obvious. You wonder why no one thought of doing that back when the book was first released. The first part of the third Mistborn book was purchased not too long after on Graphic Audio's website. The story ends on a bit of a cliffhanger. The main conflict is resolved, but the chapter poses a new question. Me personally, that's an example of a good cliffhanger, and something I strive for in my own writing. 5 out of 5 stars. Mistborn, The Hero of Ages, Parts 1 through 3. Graphic Audio's three-part adaptation of the third Mistborn novel aims high and succeeds, but the source material is unfortunately lacking in the ending department. Everything else about the story is great. All the loose threads that are tied up by the end are numerous, and the way they form the proverbial bow is interesting and you don't see it coming. That being said, as an ending for a trilogy, it falls short. Taken on its own, the book is on par with The Well of Ascension's ending in terms of the wow factor. The people over at Graphic Audio did a tremendous job as always, and this was the first Mistborn book I didn't already read at least a part of before diving into this audio adaptation. The experience was exhilarating. I doubt I would have enjoyed it as much. The Final Empire is still the best in the series, aside from how they defeat the Lord Ruler. Although it's grown on me these past few years. The Well of Ascension, looking back, had the trouble of a slow middle, but a fantastic beginning and end. The Hero of Ages is the culmination of the first two books, as you would expect. It's the last book in a trilogy of trilogies. The ending is just meh. Wish I could give more details, but I don't want to spoil anything. The one thing that disappointed me was that we never knew much about the 11th metal, aside from what is explained in the first book. It wasn't important to the plot of this book, or the second for that matter. But it was a dangling thread I wish was tied up in some way by the end of the third book. 4.5 out of 5 stars. Mistborn, Shadows of Self. The fifth novel in the Mistborn series, Shadows of Self, shares more in common with the original trilogy than The Alloy of Law, the fourth book. In that book, we're introduced to the characters of Wax and Wayne. Despite their different personalities, the same letter at the beginning of their names makes for a confusing read. Thankfully, most of that got straightened out in the first book, starring these two vigilantes out in the Wild West. Alloy of Law, comparisons aside, Shadows of Self isn't a standard Mistborn novel. While the magic systems are still ever-present in the world, and have evolved since the days of the original trilogy, their importance has dwindled. Shadows of Self is a mystery whose clues and conclusions rely on knowledge of the previous books to get the full effect the author intended. The star of this new era of Mistborn is Wayne, and Michael Kramer's portrayal of him in the audiobook. He steals every scene he's in, and his point of view scenes are a delight. All the characters are well-rounded, but I know I'm not alone in thinking that Wayne brings life to an otherwise like-minded cast. Overall, Shadows of Self is a darker tale set in the Mistborn universe, filled with murder, mystery, and an easy-to-spot twist. Its balancing act between dark fantasy and lighthearted epic fantasy is blurry at best, but because of Wayne, stays clear of complete grimdark territory. 4 out of 5 stars.